The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness! Benson in traffic. Had 2 men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6. 5. His arms. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles gets in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw 2 of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. Intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. Point go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts. Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Let's hope we have a game or two tonight as good as the end of the one you just heard played in our open prior to the tip-off tonight between Rushi and Lehman Catholic. Rushi Raiders haven't played in 10 days, 13-8 overall on the year. Wound up 10-2, splitting three ways a share of the Shelby County Athletic League Championship with Ann and Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, the Sydney Lehman Catholic Cavaliers now 9-14 on the year, closed out 4-4 in the Northwest Central Conference, playing their best basketball of the season, coming off a big win over Covington by 10 Friday night, Chuck, in the first round of sectional play. We like the looks of Lehman, a team that's improved, better than we saw perform against Anna, and clearly a lot better than Lehman played in the first month of the season. It's a team with a lot of offensive firepower. Rushi is very good defensively, plays in that challenging Shelby County Athletic League, and we'll see what test that provides for right. Lehman, which probably has not seen a defensive club that is so nitty-gritty defensively sound as Rushi all year long.
Right, absolutely not, and that's going to be the key tonight. Their guards are going to have to take care of the basketball because Lehman does have scoring. I mean, they've got scoring with Gilardi and Rowe and Cam Lee, and those three young men can flat out fill it up. But you got to get the ball up the floor. You got to get the ball into the right spots, and you got to be able to run your offense to be able to get your scorers a chance to score. And that's going to be a challenge tonight for the Cavaliers.
Seth Rowe picked up a couple early fouls, played well in the win over Covington. He needs to be out there probably 27, 28 minutes
right.
and get 15 points and 8 or 9 rebounds in order for Lehman Catholic to win this game.
Well, he's a lefty. He gives them some size that they didn't have before he joined the team because you're going to go in there and you're going to bang around with Daniel Kearns and you're going to bang around with Hunter Cohey, and he's got the bulk and the size to be able to go out there and do that with those two young men.
I think I'm comfortable in saying that Rushi and Lehman Catholic have been sort of Jekyll and Hyde clubs all year long. Lehman Catholic mysteriously lost to Riverside 41-29 in the regular season when Cameron Lee didn't even score a point.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Bodkins beat Riverside in a thriller we covered on Saturday, 40-39. Bodkins won it with a late flurry of points. Riverside obviously played extremely well in beating Lehman. And Rushi, 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, but outside Shelby County League play only 3-6.
Yeah, I think I think they played a tough schedule outside, but I don't think they played real well on Saturday nights, and that's, you know, I mean, and sometimes teams have that problem. You don't have the same routine. You don't get up. You don't go to school. You don't have the things you're used to on a Friday night, and also it could be a little bit of motivation. I mean, they're playing league games. You're going to get fired up for Loramie and Anna, but much more than you're going to get fired up for St. Henry or Marion Local. I mean, so
or Arcanum, which beat
right, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's hard to explain, but they're a really good basketball team. They're incredibly well coached, and they're going to be a real tough out in this tournament.
Yeah, speaking of not playing well on Saturday nights, I tried to play basketball when I was in high school. I think there were 7 nights of the week I did not play well.
I had a couple of nights myself.
But I expect each team to take advantage of the fast break opportunities when presented. Rushi'd like to slow it down maybe a little bit, but I think it's going to be an up-and-down game. These two teams have not played very much in recent years. In fact, you've got to go back to 2003 when these two clubs were on the schedule against each other in a non-Pequa Holiday Tournament contest. 2003, Lehman beat Rushi 38-37 at Rushi. However, in 2015-16, they played twice here in the Pickle Holiday Tournament.
And then again in the sectional tournament, right back here postseason, Rushi won both of those games. Those were years that Rushi won the Shelby County League outright, beating Lehman twice that season, 70-36 and 70-33. It's a cliche. We've said it a lot here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lehman needs a good first quarter. They've got to be in this game for a couple of periods. They can't fall behind by 8 or 10 at the halftime break because Rushi's not going to relinquish the lead. You can bet head coach Spencer Gridon, your team, will get to the 1-1 fast if they have a cushion starting the third quarter, and Lehman will be in trouble behind the eight ball at that point.
Well, Lehman coaches, I guarantee, have talked to these kids saying, you can win this game. You're as good as they are. You're playing better than you've played all season. But now they have to go out and do it. And if it starts to slide early, you're right. It becomes psychological.
Yeah.
And Rushi's a really, I mean, they're the number two seed in the tournament for a reason.
Right. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, coached by Tim Gleason. He's done an outstanding job. This team has battled injury all year long. It was without Elliot Gilardi for a while. Seth Rowe didn't play in the first, 16 games or so?
Yeah, he came back right after the Anna game.
Yeah. His shoulder pops in and out for Cameron Lee. So Lehman Catholic has been far from 100%, and now it's a pretty whole, complete basketball team.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're a really good basketball team, and they, like I said, they really need Cam Lee to have a game tonight.
Yep.
Because he is as athletic as anybody on this floor, I promise you.
Exactly.
And he has the ability to go off on them.
Uh-huh. Thanks so much to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, making possible this Rushi Lehman Catholic Tournament Contest. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Banbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Opening tips, starting lineups are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The team at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney gets athletes healthy and back in the game. Physicians, trainers, therapists are highly skilled at Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and they treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The injured athlete clinic is open on Mondays at Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Caring without limits. Starting lineups have been introduced for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Bryce Kennedy at a wing, 6 feet, an inch tall. 6.5 points a game. He's a junior. Elliot Gilardi mans the point. 8.5 points a game. 5'11" a junior. Preston Rogers, 10 a game. 5'11" a senior. At a forward, Cameron Lee, 17 points a game, 10 rebounds, 6'3", a senior. And Seth Rowe in the middle. He is nearly 6 feet 6 inches tall. For the Rushi Raiders, the opening five is as follows. Jack Daypore, leading scorer on the year for Rushi. He's out front at a guard spot, averaging 14 points a game. Daniel Kearns, at 10 points a game, is in the middle for Rushi. Rushi will start Mason Daypore. Mason, just a sophomore. He's at guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall. He's really come along. Jordan York, 6'2", senior, at a forward spot. He is at about 10.5 points a game. And Hunter Cohey, 6 feet 4 inches tall, in the center position. And right now, Rushi not guarding him with size, or I should say Lehman not guarding Cohey with size. Lehman's in his own.
1-3-1. They came out. They're going to make Rushi attack something they probably weren't expecting.
Yeah, Raiders won the opening tip. Got the ball to Jack Daypore in the left corner. He launched up a three. Missed it hard. No good. Rebound, Karam, back out to Lehman, or I should say to Rushi on the arc. Here's Cohey with the ball to York. York 25 feet away. Both teams wearing the blue and gold. The home team on the scoreboard is Rushi with the white, blue numbers, yellow piping. Rushi, the road blue. Gold trim down the sides of the shorts. And here's a fine offensive play by Rushi, which took almost 50 seconds off the clock before eventually working the ball down low in the left to Daniel Kearns. And he powered one in with the left hand.
And he got fouled by Seth Rowe, so that was a double whammy for Lehman to start the game.
Yep, sure was. We talked about that in the pregame. Seth Rowe needed to stay out of foul trouble. And on the floor, 28 or 29 minutes of the 32 here tonight for Lehman in order for the Cavaliers to win this game. The free throw was missed. Lehman's got the rebound behind 2-0 with 1 full minute gone. Kennedy gives the ball deep in the right corner to Gilardi. Gilardi high left. Skips it cross court and sails it well over the head of Preston Rogers and out of bounds. This defense for the Rushi Raiders can be very tough on you. Rushi played a formidable schedule, allowed only 46 points a game all year. And here's a wild pass by Mason Daypore of Rushi as he heaved one, baseball style, right here to scoresbroadcast.com. So a couple of real bad forward passes down the floor for both teams. 2-0 in favor of Rushi. Minute and a half gone. Here's Cameron Lee sizing up a long three-pointer. He oftentimes does not see a shot he doesn't like. He let that one fly. It rimmed, came out. Rushi got the rebound. Here's York storming into the lane to Jack Daypore in the right corner, and he buries a long triple. 5-0 Raiders. Lehman down by 2 buckets. We played close to 2 minutes. Here's Cameron Lee deep in the left corner. He goes baseline. Awkward shot in traffic. No good. Rebound yanked down in the paint by Cameron Lee or Seth Rowe. Each one had a hand on the ball. Foul on Rushi over the back. 6 minutes, 5 seconds to go, opening quarter. Kennedy will inbound below the basket to the left for Lehman. He looks, still looks, peers in. Then airmails one out near center court. Picked off there by Preston Rogers. Flips a back pass to Gilardi deep in the right corner. It's handled there by Kennedy. Straight away to Rogers. He's got it by Daypore. Good hedge by Kearns. Now to Cameron Lee. Wants to shoot. Gives it up to Kennedy on the arc, left side of the floor. Now Preston Rogers straight away. Cameron Lee pops out. And let's go the three ball from the left wing of the floor. It bangs off the flange. Rebound ricochets to Rushi. Quickly up the floor, Jordan York. Lobs in the lane to Kearns. Kearns goes opposite right corner to Daypore. Wide open again. Count it again. Another three-pointer. But Jack Daypore, he's got a couple. Lehman needs a timeout. 2.5 minutes gone. Lehman up 8-0 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Chuck, is it safe to say that Rushi found a soft spot in the Lehman zone defense?
They're going to have to probably get out of that zone, because if they're going to get the ball to Daypore in that corner, they're in trouble.
And Jack Daypore rifled in two deep in the corner of the floor. Daniel Kearns has a two-point basket. 8-0 Rushi until that fine drive. But Preston Rogers, he knifed into the lane and flipped it up on the run from about waist high.
And they have changed to a 2-3 now. They got out of the 1-3-1. They're going to cover the corners better out of this.
Lehman Catholic on the scoreboard down to 6-8-2. Here's Hunter Cohey, left corner for Rushi. Out back to Jordan York. Lobs it cross court to Daypore. Rushi sizing up its attack against another defensive wrinkle employed by Lehman. Deep in the right corner, it is Kearns. Goes short corner to Daypore. Then he tried to make the extra pass into the middle to Cody, and Lehman stabbed the ball out of bounds. 4:39 to go first quarter. 8-2 in favor of Rushi. Here's Jordan York, 25 feet away. Into the lane to Hunter Cohey. He splits a couple defenders, tipped away out of bounds. Knocked over the end line by Seth Rowe. Baseline right of the basket. It is Daypore. Lobbing out towards center court for Mason Daypore, but picked off by Lehman. And Lehman storms the other way. It's Gilardi on the finish. Bad pass by Rushi. Results in a quick two for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Here's Hunter Cohey out of the left corner for Rushi. Long three-pointer. Hits the rim. Skips across. Rebound weak side, knocked out of bounds by Lehman. Rushi will throw in. 8 straight points for Rushi, 4 for Lehman. Here is Mason Daypore, high left. Angle pass down low on the right to go. He catches, shot fake against Seth Rowe. Goes up a second time, missed it hard. Rebound out of the Cavaliers. Seth Rowe, a big body, fine rim protector. In the lane for Lehman. Here's a drive right down the paint by Gilardi of the Cavaliers. It bounced off the rim twice. Rebound tipped away to Mason Daypore. He zips up ahead for Lehman. He's doubled near midcourt. Gives it up to Jordan York. In the right corner, Hunter Cohey. 3:40 to go first quarter. 8-4 Rushi. Near side pass, Mason Daypore. Left corner, Jordan York for a triple. It lipped the rim and came out. Long rebound, Preston Rogers to Gilardi. Two-on-two break. Gilardi to the rim. He's got it. And Rushi needs a timeout. Here come the Cavaliers, responding with 6 of their own. 3:25 left in the first. 8-6 Rushi on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, since going to that 2-3 zone, away from the 1-3-1, Lehman Catholics played some pretty good ball, 6 straight points.
Well, they did a nice job of taking the corners away, and Gilardi taking the ball in the basket hard.
Didn't he, though? He looked like a quarterback.
He is a quarterback, I think.
On a 75-yard run right down the middle of the gridiron. Here's the ball thrown into Daniel Kearns at the post for Rushi. Goes baseline left to Jack Daypore. It's knocked away. He finds York on the arc. He penetrates the lane. Gives it up to Carter Francis, who's checked in now. No, that's Deion Putoff on the floor. Putoff's got the ball at the short corner, a 5'11 guard. He's in trouble. It's Hunter Cohey coming down the lane. Shot deflected. Rebounded by York. Shot deflected again. Lehman hustling down the floor. 2-on-2. Gilardi. Elliot Gilardi exploding to the rim. It is loud and noisy here at Piqua. 8 points for Rushi. 8 straight for Lehman. We're tied up. Keep in the right corner, Jack Daypore. Let's go, Bob. Got it. Woo! They pour a triple.
Three of them.
Woo! He's got 9 points behind the arc. Here's Cameron Lee for Lehman. 25-footer straight on. It glanced off the rim. Came right back to him. 2:19 to go first quarter. 11-8 Rushi. Here's Preston Rogers for Lehman. Straight away Gilardi. Gilardi tries to hit a cutter baseline left, and he misses Seth Rowe. It goes out of bounds. Elliot Gilardi at a torrid pace has been hurrying down the floor in lickety-split fashion. A couple of terrific driving layups while being guarded tightly. Foul line Kearns. Right corner, it goes on the play to Dion Putoff for Rushi. Now to York. York tries to hit a man at center court. It goes over and back. A turnover each way. Lehman's ball again. Down to 3, 11-8. And the nice statement by Lehman coming back from down 8-0 leads us to believe,
absolutely,
Chuck, that Lehman will be able to play with Rushi all night long.
Yeah, that was big for them to not just let that thing slide right at the beginning.
Here's Cameron Lee in the right corner. Fakes out one man, drives toward the basket. He is covered up by a second, missed it short, no good. And then Seth Rowe makes a meaningless foul in backcourt over the shoulder. And that's number two.
That was, quite honestly, kind of a touch foul that didn't need to be called. But he needs to get out of there. Once they secured the ball, he needs to get down the floor.
Yep.
Don't give the official the chance to make a bad call.
A minute 40 left to go here in the first quarter. 11-8 in favor of Rushi. Seth Rowe is on the sideline at the moment. 25 feet away on the right, it's Jack Dapour. Foul line, Daniel Kearns. Out back to Carter Francis for Rushi. He powers into the lane, puts up a 7-footer on the go. It's no good. Almost stuck between the rim and the backboard. Fell to the floor. Push-off foul against Rushi. Putoff commits it. Two fouls each way, unfortunately, for Lehman. Both common fouls in the first quarter so far against 6'5.5" Seth Rowe. Here's Cameron Lee deep in the left corner for Lehman. Cross court to Gilardi. Cross court again to Kennedy. He slashes toward the middle. Finds an open shooter right wing. Preston Rogers let it fly away short. Rebound Rushi. A minute to go first quarter. Raiders up three. Quickly up the floor. Dion Putoff right side of the court. Leaves it behind him for Jack Dapour. Dapour's outscored Lehman 9-8 so far. Jack has poured in 3 3-pointers. And here is Rushi. Very neatly getting the ball below the foul line to Daniel Kearns. And as he tries to go up with the left hand, his arm is yanked on by Lehman to prevent the score. Two free throws here for Daniel Kearns of Rushi. He and Dapour have provided all the firepower so far for the Raiders. The free throw is swished. 12-8, Rushi. 46.8 to go here in the first quarter of the game. Dion Putoff, Carter Francis. Carter, a 6'1 junior. Dion, a 5'11 senior. Mason Dapour, a 5'11 sophomore guard out there for Rushi. Kearns comes out. Carter Stevie in, a 6'3 senior. And those four are joined on the floor now by Jordan York. Both foul shots dead center for Daniel Kearns. 13-8 now in favor of Rushi. 35 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Kennedy with the ball, 25 feet out for Lehman. Straight away to Gilardi. Preston Rogers, 30 feet away. He's picked up by Dion Putoff. Preston Rogers fakes left, goes right. Elbow on the left. Now to Gilardi on the arc. Deals it to Bryce Kennedy. 25 feet from the basket. Carter Francis sticks a paw in there and strikes the ball out of bounds into the Rushi bench. 18.6 to go in the first quarter. 5-point lead, Rushi. Kennedy sends one into backcourt. It is punched away by Putoff. It rolls this direction over the end line. Still Lehman possession. 15.6 remaining. 5-point lead, Raiders. Cavaliers need a goal here at the end of the opening quarter. 30 feet out, Preston Rogers starts a drive, pulls up at the elbow. Foul line, Cameron Lee. Step back, long 2-pointer. Hits it. Big bucket by Lee. 2 seconds to go in the first. Here is Mason Dapour at midcourt for Rushi, and he slings one high off the glass. 13-10, Raiders by 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We start action here in the second quarter. Rushi Raiders lead the Layman Catholic Cavaliers by 3, 13-10. Here's a drive from the right part of the floor by Gilardi of Layman Catholic. He saw an opening. He carved out space toward the hoop. And then Rushi put the squeeze on him, fouled him in the act of shooting. Good hustle play by Gilardi. Boy, he has been a spark tonight for Layman.
Yeah, boy, that was a tough take to the basket. He took a real drop.
Is he a hard-nosed young man?
You have to be to play quarterback.
Indeed. Free throw by Gilardi is up and through. 13-11. Layman has crept to within two. That was a big two-pointer, a long one from about 18, 19 feet by Cameron Lee to close out first quarter play for Layman. Seth Rowe on the bench. He's got two fouls for Layman. Gilardi sinks both foul shots, 13-12. Rushi in the lead by one. Dribbling up the left side, it is Mason Daypour for Rushi. Mason outside the arc on the right to Carter Francis. Ball thrown to Kearns into the post. Back to the hoop now. Ball tipped away in the left corner for Cameron Lee. Recovered, though, by Layman. Or I should say by Rushi. Layman still in the zone. Here's a lob pass down inside by Rushi. Batted away by Layman. Hunter Coey gets it. Blocked on the play for the Cavaliers. And Layman out of control down the floor. Good hustle play by the Cavaliers. No traveling called. Layman takes it to the rack in the person of Preston Rogers. And then he's walloped on the arm in the act of shooting. But Layman is going pell-mell up and down the floor.
And they did, and he got away with it. He traveled, but he got away with it, and then he got hammered.
Yeah, I thought he walked too. Preston Rogers curls the free throw out to the left. 13-12, Rushi in the lead by one. Layman's defense around the rim in that zone, Chuck, has been like granite so far.
I'll tell you what, Logan Bunker came out of nowhere and blocked that shot.
Yeah, Logan about 6'2 and a half, plays like he's 6'5 with long arms. And it's been a block party inside for Layman Catholic so far. One of two free throws made by Preston Rogers, and we're all tied up at 13. 13 apiece. Here's York. Goes back door to Coey. Coey fumbled the ball for Rushi, and Layman's got it. Turnover Raiders. Here is a pull-up shot to Layman for the lead. Got it! Preston Rogers from way downside, away downtown. Preston Rogers gives Layman the lead, 16-13. Rushi's Jack Daypour tries to light it up behind the arc. It's off to the left. No good. Strong rebound on the play by Layman Catholic. Logan Bunker again with airborne.
They've got the crowd excited. They got the players excited. Their bench is up. This is what they needed to do to be in this basketball game.
That Layman Catholic zone defense is stymied, Rushi, the last 3 or 4 minutes of game time.
Well, they're settling for threes, and I don't mind Daypour taking them, but some of the other ones are not good shots.
And Layman's been getting a lot of deflections and swats down inside. Stingy defense on the interior for Layman. Arushi's clean looks have been from long range. Here's Cameron Lee entering the paint for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Fadeaway 15-footer hit the back rim twice, no good. Raider coaching staff thought the ball hit a cable up above the backboard. Rebound, though, came down to Arushi. Here's Jordan York outside the lane on the right. Looked like he might have traveled. He powers to the rim and banks it in. Superb play by Jordan York. 16-15, Lehman with three. Here's Preston Rogers out back. He's left open. He guns in a three-pointer. No good. Tip to Cameron Lee almost. Arushi comes away with it. In backcourt, it's day four. Over guarding foul against Bunker of Lehman.
That's Connor O'Leary, and what a silly, silly foul that was.
Connor O'Leary, a 6'4 junior in there, picked up the personal, not Bunker. And that is team foul number four on Lehman, five on Arushi. It looked like the referee was going to allow Connor to be physical for a few seconds,
yep.
But not five or six.
And the sad part is he took an elbow to the face. So he got the foul and popped in the nose.
Raiders throw the ball out of bounds in the left corner. It was touched by Lehman. Lehman fans, Lehman players did not think.
It was touched by Daypour, and they didn't see it.
Yeah, Lehman did not think a blue shirt touched it. Arushi's got the ball in the lane. It is Daniel Kearns, double team, triple team. It's a jump ball, and the arrow says Arushi will keep it. 5:24 left, second quarter. 16-15, Lehman up one. It's been a game of streaks. Ball lobbed in errantly by Arushi on one bounce. Gilardi grabs it for Lehman.
This is why I'm not a huge fan, even if you're a high seed, of taking a bye.
What a beautiful pass by Preston Rogers to Elliot Gilardi, who caught it low on the right and laid it through. What a play by Lehman. And here's Arushi up the floor in the left corner. Defensive foul on Cameron Lee, who did not get there in time. And Cameron Lee and Seth Rowe both have two fouls for Lehman. 18-15, Lehman by three. This game started with an 8-0 run by Arushi. Lehman tied it at 8. Then it went 13-8 Arushi, and since then, a 10-2 streak by Lehman. And here's a beautiful play by Jordan York. As York sliced right down the middle of the floor, little teardrop with the left hand right in front. 18-17, Lehman up by one. With the ball 25 feet away, Preston Rogers for Lehman. Outside the arc, it goes to Gilardi. Screen straight away by Connor O'Leary. Gilardi, acrobatic move down the lane, lost the ball. Kennedy gets it, shoots the long three, way short, no good. Rebound below the rim, almost grasped on the play by Gilardi, but Arushi takes it. Quickly right corner at York. Little give and go, and it's intercepted. Lehman up one with the ball, 4:12 left in the first. Kennedy to Rogers. He traveled, no call. Back to Kennedy. Here's Rogers, 25 feet away. A lot of liberty being given by the officials on the walking call in this game. Here's a drive right down the middle by Rogers. Loops it up, no good. Off the heel. Rebound by Arushi. Here's Jack Daypour storming up the floor. Double teamed in the lane. Both arms are grabbed in the act of shooting, I think. Logan Bunker picks up what, foul number two on him, Chuck?
I think that's his first.
Two free throws here for Jack Daypour, up and in good. Game tied, 18-18. 3:52 left here in the second quarter. Lehman Catholic not backing down. Very assertive an offense is Lehman. Cavaliers are driving to the hole whenever the least little opportunity presents itself. Second free throw, lift the rim, rebound by Lehman. We're tied up. Open player, Bunker on the inside. Six-footer, strong. Had an easy one, couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Arushi.
Surprised how open he was.
Quickly down the floor, Raiders. It's Kearns. Near side pass to Carter Francis. Now Daypour, right wing to York. 3:28 to go in the first. We're tied at 18. Near side of the floor, Carter Francis to Daypour. He takes a good look from three-point land. Off to the right, no good. Rebound volleyball around, and Lehman's got it. It's ruled a jump. Logan Bunker tied up on the play. by Carter Francis. Possession, Lehman.
Lehman with Rowe and Lee sitting on the bench. They're still tied. They don't need to put them back out there unless it starts to slide. They're doing a nice job without them.
Yeah, you're right. Keep them on the bench the rest of the second quarter. Here's a steal at midcourt, Marucci, and then a Lehman player dives in and upsets Carter Francis, and it's going to be the 1-1, I think. Team foul 6 or 7. There it is. Yep. Big free throws here for Rushi. Carter Francis needs to make the first to earn the second. Just over 3 to play in the second quarter. It has been an entertaining game, and it's been on a fast track so far. One, two, three, four dribbles by Carter Francis. And he hits it. 19-18. Rushi up a point. Second foul shot here for Carter. Lehman's got Bunker on the floor with Preston Rogers along with Gilardi. Brendan O'Leary is in. Connor O'Leary as well, as Seth Rowe sits along with Cameron Lee. Both foul shots, dead center. 2-point lead, Rushi, which is now in his zone.
They went 1-3-1. They like this defense.
Here's Gilardi. Here's Preston Rogers. Deep three, right corner. He pops it in. Preston Rogers has got infinite range. He was almost out of bounds.
That's his second three.
21-20, Lehman up one. High post, it's Kohi. Deep right corner, jump shot. Good by Jordan York. It's a triple as Rushi answers. 23-21 Raiders. Straight away, Brendan O'Leary with the ball for Lehman. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Outside the arc on the right to Preston Rogers. Splits a couple defenders. Drives, banks it. It is no good. Ball loose below the backboard. Out of bounds to Rushi.
Rogers is very active tonight. I'm impressed.
He got to the rim then. That was makeable. He was moving toward the basket. His five-footer was a bit strong. Rushi up two with the ball. 2:12 to go first half. Jack Dapour top of the circle. Loops it left corner. Now goes to Carter Francis. Into Kohi at mid-range. Back to the basket. And he's fouled over the shoulder. That's Ryan Schmidt, a 6'2 senior, on the floor for Lehman, who picked up the foul. And Kohi's got the 1-1 for Rushi. 5 team fouls on the Raiders. Rushi trying to take advantage of being in the bonus early in this game. Hunter Kohi sinks it to make it 24-21. Raiders up 3. Second shot here for Kohi. Deep breath. 3 dribbles. Flexes the knees. And it is in again. Rushi sharp at the foul line up before. 25-21. 2 to play here in the first half. Midcourt with the ball. Preston Rogers for Lehman. Veers off to the right. Comes back to the near side to Gilardi. Checked there by Mason Dapour. Popping out to catch is Brendan O'Leary. Oh, a good dump down.
Oh.
Hit a teammate low on the left. It was Logan Bunker, who rolled a three-footer off the iron.
Wow.
He couldn't finish.
That was a great pass.
Yep, and Rushi snatched the board. Hunter Kohi, Jordan York out of the corner. He makes it. It counts, and a foul below the basket. If it's against Lehman, Rushi will get the ball out of bounds.
No, I think they called that on Kohi.
No, they did.
They did.
It's on Lehman.
Wow.
It's a chance now for a very unusual 5-point play for the Raiders. 3-pointer good. Push off below the rim. It was whistled.
It was called on Kohi. I thought that's what the referee said.
Rushi did pick up the foul. Everybody had gone to the stripe. And Rushi was prepared to shoot. But it's a foul against the Raiders. Lehman possession, now down 7 here at midcourt is Gilardi. And he is hemmed in as he stepped across the timeline, knocked out of bounds by the Raiders.
Well, you got the center line, you got the sideline. It's like 2 extra defenders when you get trapped there. You're in trouble.
A minute 23 to go in the first half. Rushi is inched back ahead by 7 points at 28-21. After Lehman once led 18-15. Outside the arc on the left is Brendan O'Leary. On a weave to Preston Rogers. Pull up 8-footer. Hit the heel, no good. Rebound Mason Dapour of Rushi. Minute to go, first quarter. up the floor to Carter Francis. Inside to Kohi, back to the basket. On the arc to York, and he retreats. 55 seconds to go, second period. 28-21. Rushi by 7.
Well, York and Daypore have 10 each here in the first half.
Yep, they have boosted the Raiders to the 7-point advantage after Lehman had stormed from behind, once down 8-0. Lehman then tallied 18 of the next 25 points to lead 18-15. But since then, early on in the second quarter, it's been all Rushi, which is on a run of 13-3. 20 seconds left in the half, and Rushi holds it near the timeline. It's Daypore on the bounce. Start to the left side, Mason to Jack. 10 seconds to go. Right wing, Carter Francis. Right corner, Jack Daypore, a fadeaway three ball. Clangs off the rim, no good. 3 seconds left. Traveling in backcourt on Lehman.
That was a big mistake right there. When he spun out, he just, with no time left, you just need to hang on to that. You can't afford to turn that over.
Daypore set to lob into Kohi, but before it happens, a substitution. Daniel Kearns in the game for Kohi. And you can bet Jack Daypore's going to go right back into the paint, this time to Kearns. 2.2 left in the clock. 7-point lead, Rushi. Last couple seconds, first half of the game. Throwing in baseline left. It is Daypore. Wants to go to Kearns' camp. Throws it to Mason at the head of the key. His off-balance shot is way short. And that's how the first half finishes. Well, it's been a game of three runs. One by Rushi to start. Then Lehman over the middle third of the first half. And then Rushi closed out in a formidable way to end the second quarter and lead by 7, 28-21 over Lehman at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Pickle High School's Garbery Gym. It's the upper bracket sectional semifinals featuring Rushi and Lehman Catholic, and the Raiders are on top 28-21 here at the break. We'd like to send out kudos to Mr. Arns at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Congrats to Carl, new owner-manager, having taken over for Dale and Joyce Barhorst. 12 superb years provided by them. Now it's Carl Arn's turn. Brookins, the place to be for roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, a great place to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, and more. and the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 7-point lead for Rushi after the Raiders once led by 8, then fell behind by 3, and now it's 28-21 in favor of Rushi over Layman Catholic. Chuck?
Well, the game, was, like you said, it's been a game of runs back and forth. Unfortunately for Layman, the last run was by Rushi, but neither team shot the ball great. 8 for 24 from the floor for Layman is 33%, 2 of 8 from behind the arc, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Rushi was 8 of 19, that's 42%, 5 of 11 from behind the arc, and they had 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Rebounding advantage was to Rushi, 16-13. Both teams had 3 offensive rebounds, 6 turnovers for Rushi, 4 for Layman. 10-6 advantage in the paint for Layman, 7-2 points off turnover, which is kind of surprising, Layman advantage. Individual scoring for the Cavaliers, they only had 3 young men score. Gilardi had 10, Rogers had 9, Cam Lee had 2. They scored 10 and 11, 21 for the half. Rushi led by Jordan York with 10 and Jack Dayport with 10. They got 4 out of Daniel Kern and 2 each from Kohi and Stevie. They scored 13 and 15. They lead at 28-21 at the half.
Layman's been aggressive, Chuck, maybe a little too aggressive at times as a result of some foul trouble.
Well, yeah, they got 2 of their better players with 2 fouls each. But, you know, they weathered it. It's a 7-point game. I think they get the ball to start the third quarter. I don't remember, but if they're going to have Rowe and they're going to have Lee back out there to start the third quarter, they need to have a good start to the third quarter. They cannot afford to fall behind double figures.
No question. Trite to say, but the first few minutes of the second half, more critical to Layman than Rushi. Cavaliers have got to begin to whittle away at that 7-point deficit. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 28-21. Raiders over the Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. We say hello to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company, and Doug Borchers and all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Those two businesses have been on with us now for more than a year here on scoresbroadcast.com. We say thank you very much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Also in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And Frisch's in Troy is over now. They finished that special Monday promotion when kids could eat free from 5 to 8. Hope you took advantage of it. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. 7-point lead, Rushi over Layman Catholic, 2 minutes away from the third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal, which promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, which here tonight recognizes seniors for both programs, Layman Catholic and Rushi. For Layman Catholic, 12th graders are Logan Richard, Ryan Schmidt, Preston Rogers, and Cameron Lee. And for the Rushi Raiders, the seniors are Hunter Cohey, Carter Stevie, Jack Daypour, Dion Putoff. Four for Layman, four for Rushi. They're highlighted here tonight by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We open up play here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The Raiders get the ball inside to Hunter Cohey on the opening set with Rushi up 7, and Layman reaches in and hacks him on the arm before he got up off the floor to shoot it, so the ball will be inbounded by Rushi deep in the right corner. Hit Jack Daypour, no one on him, man. And he makes Layman pay another triple.
There is no excuse to lose him in an inbounds play like that.
That's the biggest lead of this game, 10 in favor of Rushi. Cameron Lee down the floor for Layman Catholic, gets a screen straight away. A long launch, way short, rebound ricocheting out of bounds on the other side of the floor. Touched by Rushi, Layman will throw in. 32 seconds gone here in the third period. 10-point lead, Raiders. Here is Preston Rogers. Enters to Cameron Lee, back of the basket. Then turns, squares up, short on the 15-footer. Rebound down to Kearns. Outlet to Jack Daypour. Quick entry to Cohey. He's got the size advantage against Preston Rogers. A little too much oomph on the shot. It's hard. It comes down to Layman. Rushi missed the chance to go up 12 there. Gilardi, baseline drive, pulls up, stops, retreats for Layman. He's out of the arc. Throws it near side to Logan Bunker. Straight away, Cameron Lee, right down the pike, all the way to the rim, and he's walloped on the backside while shooting, and Cameron's got two. That appears to be a clear-cut objective for Layman starting the second half. Get Cameron Lee the ball, get him active.
I like him going to the basket. I don't like him settling for those long shots he's been taking.
I agree. His free throw, though, is off to the right. 31-21, Rushi Baten. Biggest spread of this game. Lee's second foul shot is strong. Rebound down to Hunter Cohey. And the Rushi Raiders can stretch the lead to 12 or 13 here. Daypour behind the arc, goes cross court to Carter Francis. Ball whipped low on the left to a teammate, and it's Daypour who got it back, and he laid it in. A stellar game.
That's your old give and go, Jack. Gave it up, went down the lane, got it back.
Daypour has been standout here tonight for Rushi, which has a bulge now of 12 over Layman Catholic. Cavaliers in some hot water. Here's Preston Rogers, knifing his way into the lane. Off balance, 7-footer, no good. Jordan York's got the rebound. Outlet down the right side of the floor to Daypour. The official trailing it saw that Jack couldn't maintain control and stepped out of bounds.
And Jack's game, that's my fault, because it was. He could have grabbed it early. He decided to try to go down the sideline and grab it, and it got too far away from him.
Yep, Laban needs a bucket. Down by 12, 33-21. Cavaliers scoreless the first 2 minutes, second half. Six to go in the third. Ellie Gilardi deep in the right corner. Swings it back out on top. Evan Monier guards him tightly. And does Evan get the benefit of the five-second call?
It was kind of quick, but yeah, it was a five-second call.
5:55 left to go here in the third quarter of play. 12-point lead Raiders. Evan Monier, 5'9 junior guard, forces the ball down low to Hunter Cohey. Shot off the underneath side of the glass. It's loose, and Lehman's got it. Preston Rogers darts down. Looks for the trailer. Outside the arc, it's Brendan O'Leary. Here's a baseline drive by him. Cut off. Out to Seth Rowe.
Pass.
Oh, he whips the pass down inside to Logan Bunker. Up no good, but he's chopped up on the wrist. I like some of the sets Lehman is running.
That diagonal pass there against that is outstanding. You got to be able to make the basket. Yeah, you took a little bit of a bump, didn't make the shot.
Free throw Lehman, Catholic, no good. Fouled in the act of shooting, two shots, second one upcoming. Lehman.
3 for 7 now from the free throw line.
That one's in. Bunker sinks, foul shot number two. 33-22, Rushi comfortably by 11. Here is Evan Monier, timeline. Gave it up, got it back. Outside the arc to Jack Dayport. He peers inside, open player low on the left. Daniel Kearns got the ball in a soft spot in that zone, and he laid it through, and the lead has swollen to 13. Lehman foul line. It is Brendan O'Leary. Feeds it behind him. Preston Rogers. Elliot Gilardi not on the floor at the moment for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. And we've got a foul against Lehman Catholic holding down on the baseline. And then a technical is charged against Lehman.
That's his third and fourth foul. The technical goes against the personal foul also.
Seth Rowe picked up both. And now Rushi's in the driver's seat, in command by 13. Two free throws, ball out of bounds. Plus, Seth Rowe is done probably till midway fourth quarter.
Yeah, he just needs to relax. You know, things happen in basketball games. He's got to keep his cool.
It is a 13-point gap facing Lehman. Cameron Lee scored how many points so far, Chuck, for the Cavaliers?
He's got two. Rowe has zero.
Wow. The first free throw by Jack Dayport is good. And Lehman Catholic head coach Tim Gleason gets a timeout as Cavaliers are reeling now. Behind the 13 early on third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, the Rushi Raiders have continued their second quarter run with a good streak here to start the second half. Keep in mind, Lehman once led 18-15 at about the midway point of quarter number two. Since then, 21-4, Rushi.
Yeah, they're just doing everything they want to do, and Lehman's really kind of gotten out of their game. They're allowing this to get to their heads.
And the second technical free throw by Jack Dayport rolls all around the rim, hits every centimeter of it, and then kerplunk, it drops in there.
He's got 17 now.
Wow. What a game for Jack Dayport. He's a young man that if you let him get off to a good start, he is going to have a hot night. Here's a shot fake, another one by Dayport. Then he hits Hunter Cohey down inside. for the layup.
Well, you run three people at him, somebody's going to be open, and he's a smart kid.
Two head fakes in a row by Daypour, and as you say, Chuck, three men were shading him eventually. And then Jack with a good entry pass low in the block to Hunter Cohey. And it's 39-22. Shot by Lehman deflected. Rushi's got it. Quickly down the floor. On top, Monier. Long three ball. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Jordan York. Back to Monier. And Rushi resets. Lehman Catholic still in some semblance of a zone, I guess. Here's a lob pass down inside. Low and left to Cohey. He's beyond the zone. Caught it. Missed it. Short. No good. Rebound Lehman.
They're still playing a 2-3, but they pushed it way out.
Here's a long three-pointer. Quick try by Cameron Lee. Short. Rebound Rushi. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have scored 4 points in the last 8 minutes. Here's Jordan York down the floor. Hooks a pass low on the left to Daniel Kearns. And he concludes the play from point-blank range. A room service pass. 41-22. A 19-point lead.
13-1 here in the third quarter.
Here's Cameron Lee low on the right for Lehman. Well guarded. He overshoots. Weak side rebound down to Rushi. And the tough Rushi defense, which we've seen time and time again throughout the season, it's a defense which slowed down Anna twice, is really handcuffing Lehman Catholic tonight. And the offense from Jack Daypour is unstoppable. He buries another three ball. Wow. 44-22. Raiders have doubled up Lehman with 3 minutes to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Of the last 33 points in this game, Rushi has tallied 29 of them.
Yeah, it's gotten away quickly.
And as you remarked, when we were away for the commercial break, Chuck, when the Rushi Raiders are playing well, Rushi is as good as anybody in the area when they are on their game at both ends of the floor. We've seen them at times a little stagnant offensively. Not tonight.
Oh, my goodness. They're playing hard.
Lehman Catholic, after the timeout, gets the ball down inside to Seth Rowe. He's fouled over the shoulder by Lehman. Free throw by Rowe. Off to the left. Lehman can't buy one at the stripe. Poor foul shooting. A weak zone defense. And lack of execution at the offensive end. Another free throw. No good. Rebound by Rushi. 44-22 Raiders. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Here's a cross-court pass by Rushi, intercepted by Preston Rogers of Lehman. He hustles down the floor, goes to Seth Rowe, low on the left. He powers to the rim and banks it in. And let's see what's been called after the score by Seth Rowe. We have a delay of game warning against Lehman.
Yeah, the ball came through the net and somebody swatted it out of bounds. I think that's the only call the guy under the basket's made all night.
2:37 to go, third quarter. Lead is 20 for Rushi, 44-24. Quickly up the floor comes Rushi down the left side. Picked off by Lehman, another steal. Preston Rogers to Gilardi. Back to Preston. He's held out of the arc by Deion Putoff. That's a good call.
They need to get Gilardi involved in the offense again. He has not touched the ball in the offensive end this quarter.
Rushi led 28-21 at the half after Lehman was up 18-15. middle of second quarter. And then, holy smokes, 8 minutes later, middle of the third quarter, it was 44-22 Rushi. Here's Gilardi, Chuck, right on cue. Elbow jumper, 15-footer short. Loose ball rebound, Seth Rowe missed it. Cameron Lee follows, no. Fighting hard, Kennedy down on the inside for Lehman. Foul over the back against Rushi. Two minutes, 2 seconds left to go, third quarter. At stake is a berth in the sectional championship upper bracket. Friday night at 7. Second game tonight, Jackson Center in Fairlawn. Winner of that game takes on this winner Friday, 7 o'clock. Lehman resets the attack. Here's Gilardi faking left, faking right. And a little jab step into the lane. He is bumped on the play by the Raiders. Gilardi was in the act of shooting. He's got two. Lehman needs a flurry of 6 or 8-0 to close out the third quarter. The free throw by Gilardi is way short. And Lehman is off at the free throw line. That's an understatement. Second shot, Gilardi, he makes it. 44-25, Rushi by 19. Midcourt, Monier for Rushi. Up the left side to Jack Napor. Right back to Monier. Little mini three-on-two break to York on the finish. Jordan York nails it. Lehman's pressure being riddled now. Here is Cameron Lee down the floor in the right corner. Knocked away by Rushi. Cameron tries to get it back. He touched it. It went out of bounds. We've got a timeout, Raiders. 97 seconds to go in the third. Rushi up 19. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And the final, a minute 37 in the third quarter, about set to take place with Rushi in command big time over Lehman Catholic. Steal on the inbounds pass to the Raiders. Cameron Lee swiped it. A quick jumper from the extreme right corner. Short, missed. Rebound down to Lehman. Or I should say down to Rushi. Jordan York enters the paint. Out back to Kearns. And Rushi's going to play keep away. Down to minute 17 left in the third. Mason Daypour, high post to Kearns on the arc. Out to Daypour. Jack's got it. Two steps from center line. Kennedy harassing him for Lehman. Daypour dribble drive, elbow in the left hand inside to Kearns. Power move, five-footer, banked it in. Southpaw Daniel Kearns, when he gets it that deep, he's money in the
right
bank.
And Rowe had no choice but to let him go because he's got four.
Yes. Here's a quick triple try by Preston Rogers of Lehman. Shy of the mark, barely caught the rim. Rebound down to Rushi. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Three-on-one break. Here's Mason Daypour driving, dishes to Kearns. Couldn't get it to go. Loose ball rebound to Lehman's Gilardi. Half minute remaining, third quarter. 48-25 Rushi. Forecourt right, Preston Rogers. On top, Seth Rowe. Line drive, three-pointer. Karam's out. Rebound Rushi. And the player for the Raiders is upset by Cameron Lee. Lee's third. Rowe's got four. Lee comes to the bench. Rowe continues to play with four.
No reason to save him at this point.
No. So it's Rowe, Bunker on the floor for Lehman Catholic along with Connor O'Leary, Gilardi, and Preston Rogers, who guards Mason Daypour tightly in backcourt. Pressure also applied by Elliot Gilardi. Long throw down the floor to Evan Monier for Rushi. He slices into the lane. He's met with two blue shirts, one of whom commits the foul. 12.8 to go, third quarter. 48-25, Rushi Raiders, who since the four-minute mark of the second quarter have literally exploded against Lehman in that 12-minute span. Monier, top of the key. It was 18-15 Lehman midway through the second, and since then, a 23-7 run. With 3 seconds left in the third quarter, a long three-pointer by Jack Dayport clangs off the rim. It's no good, and that's how we finish. Three quarters in the books, 23-point cushion for Rushik on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley tonight. Fourth quarter getting started. Rushi and Lehman Catholic, 48-25 Raiders. Following next, Fairlawn Jackson Center. The two winners meet on Friday at 7 for the upper bracket sectional championship. 30 seconds into the fourth, Rushi with possession. Bonnier outside the arc on the right. Mason Dapour pops straight away. Rushi taking time off the clock. 16 fouls on Lehman, 5 on Rushi. Or I should say just the reverse, as the Rushi Raiders get a very good lead pass from Dapour out on the arc. As Lehman Catholic is over-guarding, trying to steal. Hunter Cohey, the beneficiary of the nice pass, makes an easy layup. And it's a 50-25 game. Rushi has once again doubled the score on Lehman. Elliot Gilardi slips down the lane, all the way to the rack, scoops it up and in. Nice play, Gilardi. 50-27, Rushi by 23. Here is Carter Francis down the floor to Monier. Monier goes baseline left to a teammate who is pushed. That is number 14, Carter Stevie, who got an elbow in the back. Sixth team foul on Lehman. Six on Rushi. Everybody's in the 1-1. The final 6:38 of the game. 50-27 Raiders. Lehman was right in this game. In fact, leading 18-15 midway through the second. And then Rushi really went to work. Raiders throw the ball into Mason Dayport, top of the circle, now to Monier. Foul line at Stevie. They look for Hunter Cohey down low. And it's thrown back out near midcourt to Dayport. 25 feet away to Carter Francis. Now the ball is pitched inside the arc to Evan Monier. Monier fakes left, goes right. A lot of traffic. Forced one up on the go. Almost banked it in. Foul Lehman over the shoulder. Two free throws for Monier.
Well, Lehman's trying to match up, but they played zone for a reason, and that's going to be the problem for him.
Lehman Catholic to our left gets a timeout with 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi up 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi Raiders have poured it on since the middle of the second period. Once down by three, 18-15 at that point. Now leading 50-27. Evan Monier, free throw line for Rushi. To make it 51-27. Chuck, in your mind and your way of thinking, what really started to get the ball rolling in Rushi's favor?
Well, their defense. They really just started clamping down on the defensive end, got some easy baskets going the other way. Daypor's had a terrific game, and they're just a real good basketball team.
You're right. Lehman, after a pretty good offensive beginning, started having empty possession after empty possession, one right after another. Here's a bad pass, another empty possession by Lehman. Rushi's got it once more. 5:50 left in the game. 52-27 lead Raiders. On the arc, it's Monier. Now Mason Daypor, 25 feet out. It took Rushi a little while to get that second zone solved. They solved the first one quickly, the 1-3-1. Then got the 2-3 solved. Here's an exchange of bad passes. Rushi's got it back. 5:20 left to go in the game.
Well, Lehman had three games on this floor, counting the Pickle Holiday Tournament and their tournament game. Rushi didn't play in the tournament. They had none.
And the Raiders also 10 days off.
Yeah, that'll stiffen you up a little bit. That'll make you a little rusty. It also gives your legs a chance, too, and I think we're seeing that. They're ready to play basketball.
And Jordan York for Rushi just used his legs. He barreled in from the right corner of the floor and sinks a nice bank shot. Good effort by Jordan. He was belted on the shoulder, missed the free throw, fouled in the act of scoring. Lehman tries a quick three straight away, hit the rim, bounced off to the right. Brendan O'Leary couldn't get it to go. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds by Lehman. Rushi possession leading 54-27. They had doubled the score at 44-22, also doubled it at 50-25. 4:50 left to go here in the fourth. Here's Monier driving down the lane, leaves it for Stevie, baseline right. A little shuffle by him, and that's a violation. Tip off at 7:30 tonight, Fairlawn Jackson Center. Will go offline very quickly at the close of this game. We'll present to you our Clancy's Award winners, our stars of the game, and then check out. We'll go offline for probably 12, 15 minutes or so, then return about 10 minutes before the start of our second and final game tonight between Fairlawn and Jackson Center. Field goal made by Lehman. Nice drive to the basket by the Cavaliers, and then a steal by Cameron Lee. Lee dribbles down the floor into the lane, coughed it up. It's loose in the left corner, knocked out by Lehman. Who got that last two-pointer for Lehman, Chuck?
That was Lee. His second basket of the game.
Yeah, Lee and Seth Rowe have combined for, what, three field goals?
Yeah, they got 6 points total. 0-for-4 from the free throw line.
And we talked about the significance of those two young men in the open. Cameron Lee averaging nearly 17 a game. Seth Rowe can be a huge factor. He stands almost 6'6". But they have been slowed down dramatically in this contest. It's been all Rushi since the midway point of the second quarter. 4:18 to go in the fourth. 54-29 Raiders, who inbound in the lane to Mason Daypor. Now Evan Monier deep in the left corner. Back out to Daypor, kicked out of bounds by Gilardi. Lehman had it going for a while through the first 12 minutes, simply could not sustain it. And Rushi turned this game around right now, and the Cavaliers have been in a buzzsaw ever since. There's a lob pass out of the arc by Carter Francis, attempting to reach Stevie down inside, and it is jammed out of bounds by Lehman. 4 minutes to go in the game. Substitutions for the Cavaliers. Logan Richard, Ryan Schmidt, a couple of seniors coming in. Inbounding baseline right for the Rushi Raiders is Evan Monier. Out back to Carter Francis. Now Mason Daypour popping out to catch is Monier. Straight away Stevie. Now Daypour 25 feet away on the right. 3:50 left to go in the game. 18 fouls on Lehman. Rushi's in the one-on-one. And at two fouls from now, Rushi will be shooting the double bonus. Chuck, if you would have told me at 18-15 Lehman, middle of the second quarter, this was going to be a 25-point difference with under 4 minutes to go, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way in heck that can happen.
Well, we talked at halftime about the importance for Lehman, and then they just got ran out to start the third quarter.
Sure did.
It just snowballed.
Yep. Here's a good drive of Preston Rogers. He carves out space for Lehman below the foul line, tries to sink a runner, can't do it, but he's hindered on the elbow or releasing the shot, and he's at the stripe with two. And he took a nudge while shooting. Foul shots for Preston. The first one, line of rim, good. Lehman has not shot free throws well tonight.
No.
But Lehman could have made all it missed and still be well
behind. Yeah, they haven't shot a ton.
Second shot, good. Preston Rogers makes a pair. 54-31 in favor of Rushi. Quickly down the floor, Raiders. Ball is fumbled in the right corner. It's loose. Rushi hustles after it, and the Raiders get a timeout with 3:15 left in the game. Rushi up 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And welcome back to Pickler's Garbery Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have gotten a taste tonight of Shelby County League basketball at its finest.
Well, they won the league. They shared it with Anna and Fort Loramie. They're a really good basketball team, so nobody should be truly shocked. I really thought it would be a better game than it has been. And through the first half even, it really was a good basketball game.
It sure was. 28-21. Rushi led by 7 at the halftime break. Raiders lobbing in. It's caught by Monier. That halftime lead of 7 has swelled to 23. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi in the lead, 54-31. Dribble drive by Monier in the lane. Dumps it baseline left to a teammate. Then it's thrown right back out on the arc. Will Sherman, 6'1 junior forward, is in. Stevie is fouled out between the center circle and the top of the foul lane circle. Cameron Lee picks up his fourth, and it's the last of the one-on-one situations for Rushi. Carter Stevie at the stripe. He eyes the basket and missed it long. Rebound popped up in the air. Cameron Lee had it momentarily, but Rushi managed to stamp it away from him. Monier got it, threw it out back to Putoff, and now it's Stevie to Monier. Good entry, low on the left. Turnaround, six-footer, no good by Rushi. Stuck back up and in. Will Sherman, if at first you don't succeed, you try again. Persistence paid off. Turnaround jumper in the paint, but Cameron Lee got it for Lehman Catholic. 56-33, Rushi leads, 2:16 to go in the game. Here's a pass up the right side of the floor. Caught by Carter Francis, knocked away by Lee in backcourt. Putoff picks it up, whips it up the floor to Sherman. Left corner, Stevie. 2 minutes to go. Here's Monier, shake and bake down the paint. Layup is good. 58-33, Rushi. Lehman over the timeline. Preston Rogers on the bounce. Lehman will graduate. Logan Richard, Ryan Schmidt, who don't consume a lot of minutes, but Preston Rogers and Cameron Lee do. They'll be missed. Those two young men average close to 30 between them each game. Lehman missed. Rushi with a long heave down the floor to Stevie. Carter Stevie got the gimme. And it's 60-33. Rushi with 27. A minute 22 to go. Here's Cameron Lee right down the lane. All the way to the rim. Lays it up. No good. Tick back is good by Cameron Lee. 60-35 in favor of Rushi. And the Raiders get a timeout, which allows us to tell you all about our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. 60-35, Rushi over Lehman Catholic with just over a minute left to play here in the fourth quarter. The winner will play Friday night at 7 in the upper bracket sectional title game against the winner of our second game, Fairlawn Jackson Center. Chuck, I just said the winner of this game comes back on Friday. I think it's going to be Rushi.
You know what? If I was a betting man, I'd have to put my money on the Raiders.
A resounding triumph by the Raiders tonight. If they did have any cobwebs after not playing 10 days, they got them shaken off. And I tell you what, may have put together their best half of the year over the final two quarters.
Well, I think it was a combination of Lehman playing really well in the first half and them not being able to get a good start to the game.
1 minute to go. Here's a foul at midcourt as Rushi brings the ball up and over the timeline. We'd like to remind you, a big thank you here tonight to Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. So much gratitude to them. Thank you, Ken Francis, at the Francis Schulze Company. And thank you, Doug Borchers, at Superior Aluminum. All the staff and associates at those two firms, so much gratitude to you all. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Let the Jewelry Barn make your gift ideas come to life. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which includes 8 expanding divisions. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. High-quality furniture priced just right. Dining and living room furniture. Furniture for your home office and entertainment spaces. Adult and youth bedrooms. Goffney Furniture with a website that offers you additional savings. Go to it at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Take advantage of more savings at the website. And also drop in to Goffney this weekend, or maybe as early as tomorrow morning, and check out the array of new inventory of furniture that comes into Goffney all the time. You will be impressed by Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's West Michigan Avenue, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. 28 seconds to go. Rushi throws the ball in play.
Adam Dayport came in and hit a free throw. I want to get the kid recognition since he got a point.
17 seconds remaining. Clock ticking down. 61-35 Raiders, who simply play pitch and catch near the center line. And that will do it. A superior performance for the Rushi Raiders here tonight. Lehman led by 3, 18-15, middle of the second quarter. After that, it was all Rushi. Rushi over the last 20 minutes of this game on the clock outscored Lehman Catholic to the tune of 46-17. 46-17 dominance by Rushi over the last 20 minutes of this fourth quarter. We'd like to thank Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, serving the upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area at 9040 North County Road 25A. Customizing insurance programs for you, your auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. And we wish the best to Denny Barker in retirement. Denny Barker at Barker Insurance. His sons are running the shop now, doing a splendid job. We thank them all for sponsoring scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight, Rushi clobbering Layman Catholic. Chuck, a quick rundown of the scoring, and then our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, for the Raiders, they were led by Jack Dayport with 20. They got 14 out of Jordan York and 10 out of Daniel Kearns. That's the big three, and they had a big night. On the other side, Layman led by Elliot Gilardi with 13, and Preston Rogers had 11. Our Clancy's Players of the Game for Layman, going with Elliot Gilardi. That shouldn't be that hard to say. And on the other side, Jordan York and Jack Dayport.
That's Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Keep in mind, we'll go offline for about 8 to 10 minutes or so, then return online after our opening segment is played. We'll have a short pregame for you before the tip-off of Fairlawn and Jackson Center, which is coming up next. The winner of this second game tonight will play Rushi Friday at 7, webcast time 6:40. For the upper bracket sectional championship game. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McPhee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying, again, final score, game one tonight, Rushi 61, Layman Catholic 35.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.